Can a country just buy its way into the elite world of art collecting and become a global mecca for art buyers? Well, the Gulf nation of Qatar is hoping the answer is yes. The oil-rich country has purchased a Paul Cézanne painting for more than $250 million. That is the highest amount ever paid for a work of art. Alexandra Piers recently wrote about the sale in Vanity Fair, and she joins me by phone from New York. Alexandra, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Rachel.
Can you describe this painting for us? It's called The Card Players.
It is a beauty. It shows two gentlemen playing cards. It was painted at the turn of the 20th century, about 1900, a little earlier. And it's considered important because when everybody else was painting rich socialites and landscapes, Cézanne was decided peasants were important.
And $250 million? How extraordinary is that price tag?
Well, it's a lot of houses, isn't it, Rachel?
It's an awful lot of houses.
In terms of art, the highest price ever paid publicly for an artwork was a beautiful Picasso portrait for $106 million of his naked mistress. So this is more than double the public price paid at auction.
Was it expected to fetch that much, or did this come as a surprise to the art world?
I think that many people had been chasing this painting for years. The fellow who owned it, a Greek shipping magnate, Georgios Viracos, wouldn't lend it to anyone. You couldn't really see it. It was sort of a legend for its inaccessibility, and that made it all the more in demand. So when he finally passed away, everybody knew it was going to go for a great sum of money, but who thought it would ever go for this? Nobody.
Can you tell us, when did the sale actually take place?
It took place early in 2011, and details are just leaking out now.
So Qatar is hoping by securing this particular painting, which you say does carry a lot of cachet, the global art market will come to its doorstep, expecting to see more of the same?
Well, this is the big jewel, but they've been buying for about a dozen years and buying at the very, very top end of the market. They have a complete set of the Audubon bird prints. They have bejeweled daggers. They have a Rothko, a Mark Rothko painting that John Rockefeller owned, and that sold for $82 million. They have a big Damien Hirst. They're buying a major museum art collection, world class, and the Cézanne is kind of the cherry on the sundae.
Wow, so they're giving Paris and New York a run for their money.
Oh, yes, they're outbidding a lot of grouchy Russian imperialists. Yeah.
Alexandra Piers, her article appeared in Vanity Fair, and she joined me on the line from New York. Alexandra, thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Rachel.
This is NPR News.